The Rabbanon say they learn out from a kal v'chomer, madach mayim, that's not mefik tam, is also shamashkim shemefikim tam on leikolshkin. So the Rabbanon figured out the iser of bishul b'shamashkin through a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says an afkamin will be with slikedo. According to the Rabbanon, you won't be oivan the iser mebushul, and according to Rebbe, you will be oivan. So the Gemara said, v'rabbanon haiboshul mebushul my obdilu. And what do the Rabbanon do with the Yitta Loshen? So the Gemara answers, Miboile lich desanyay, Bishloi v'achakach tzoloi. If he cooked it first and then tzoloi, Oishet tzoloi v'achakach bishloi, chayiv. Or it was tzoloi. So bishloi, if it was cooked, so there was a Issa chal on it already, so v'achakach tzoloi won't help the situation. It's already also, the Issa that was chal remains. But if it was tzolei v'achakach bishloi, so you also chayiv. So the Gemara says, this, how do we understand this? Bishloi me bishloi v'achakach tzolei chayiv. But bishloi, there was a bishl already. The bishl put an iser on it. Ale tzolei v'achakach bishloi atzli yeshu. The Gemara and the Havamina held that, so since it was once tzli, so it doesn't change its status through the later bishl. So Mamela, so why are you chayiv out the love of Mevushal? Tachsmed Egletal gives a moshel. The Gemara says if you have Dioy al Gabi Sikre, if you have, let's say, an ois that was first written in red, and then you write over it in black, so the Gemara says you chayiv out smoichik and kaisiv. The Dioy is moichik the Sikre, and then you chayiv als kaisiv also. So you only consider a kaisiv if we consider that the previous ois was nimchak. But in a case where you're not a moichik, you're not a kaisiv either. So the Gemara held, since it was once tliyesh already, so it's not called mevushal anymore, since it was once tliyesh. Omar Rav Kahane, Omoni Rabbi Yosi, Disan ye yoitzin baroki kashori b'mevushal sheloi nimu achtivrei rameya. Rabbi Yossi says that you are yoitze the mitzvah of achilas matzah if you have a matzah that was soaking, and also if it was cooked shaloi nimuch, as long as it did not disintegrate, it didn't become liquefied, so memele you yoitze. Rabbi Yossi yaima yoitzin beroke kashori avoloi b'mevushal. You only yaitz if it wasn't cooked. But if it was cooked, you're not yaitz afopi shaloi nimuach. So we learned yesterday that Tosfos says that the Rabbi Yossi holds that the bishul is mevatel the afiyah. So it loses the teiras lechem. And the makir of Rabbi Yossi is from this posik taka, from boshel mevushel. He learns out that just like it says by Kolben Pesach, that if you it was first nitzle, and then you were mevashalit, so we say this yoiver alts mevushal. So in order to say that, we have to assume that the bishul is mevatal the previous tzli. So hu adin? So here the bishul is mevatal the previous afiyat, so loses the shame lech. So that's what we do with this posik. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learned from this posik the yesod that the second process is mevatel the first process, that the bishul is mevatel the previously, and who then bishul is mevatel afiya. Ula omar afilu teimer ameya. So Ula says no, that this baraisa that says that tzolei v'achakach bishlo yoivan the lav of mevushul could be going a fill according to Rameya. Ay, Rameya holds that Bishul is not Mevatel, that Bishul is not Mevatel, Afiyah. Shani hoched omakro, boshul mebushul mikol moke. So Ula said that Pesach is different because by Pesach we have a ribuy. So we mentioned yesterday there are two mahalchim how to learn pshat in Ula. One way we can learn pshat in Ula, that this is how the Bach learns, that the Gzeiris HaKosvus Betzim, the second process should not be Mevatel, the first process. So there's a Gzeiris, but by Kolben Pesach it says, Nitazois, Ein Loch Boy Elach Yidushoi. So from here we learn that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli. Shani Hoch Edom HaKro, that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli. But from this you can't derive that Bishul is Mevatel Afiyah. That's all. Here it says that Bishul is Mevatel Tzlis. Ein lach boya lach idusha. That is how the Bach learns Pshat. Mentioned yesterday that the Rosh Yosef learns that the Emerson that Ula held, according to Rameya, it is not called Mevushel. Because the second process is never Mevatel, the first process. It was once Tzli, it remains Tzli. Now that what there's an Isser, the Isser is, if, since it was done a Maise Bishul, even though it didn't become Mevushel, but since a Maise Bishul was done with the Korban Pesach, so the Isser is Uboshel. As long as it was cooked, there's an Isser, even though it did not become Mevushel. So we wanted to say, could be the Machloikis is, which is Miyuter, if the word Boshel is Miyuter, or the word Mevushel is Miyuter. If Boshel is Miyuter, so that's the Gilui Akro. The Gilui Akro is that that is, as long as a Maise Bishul was done, is a lav. Al Teichel Mimenu Boshel. Even though it's not Mevushel, but it was Boshel, it was cooked. And according to the Bach, could be the Yita Akro is the Mevushel, and there's a Gili Akro that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli, even though Bishul is not Mevatel Afir. Now let us learn two Taisvisen, which we left over last night. Avoloi v'Mevushel. This is Rabbi Yossi. Perish akunteres de bishul mevatalei miteres lechem. That Rabbi Yossi holds that the bishul's mevatal the afiye, and there's a mamela that doesn't have a teres lechem, so therefore you're not mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah. Ule perushoi mairi biblilosoi rake. The biblilosoi ovelei nofik miteres lechem kedepirish lel. Shitas ha-teisvis was, before, there was a shitas ha-rabbeinu tam, that there are two ways something can become lechem. Taisus is speaking about the inyan of challah. But al kaponim, Taisus said there are two ways that something becomes lechem. Either a blila ova makes it lechem. And a blila ova, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, afilu, if you'll have a blila ova, you have an isa and you'll cook it, it also has a teiras lechem. You make a moitzi and the tchayiv b'challah. So the shem lechem is not from the afiyah. The shem lechem is a blila ova, is a teiras lechem. Another mahalach, the Rabbein Tam says, if you have a blila rake, so the isa, it doesn't have a teiras lechem, but by baking it in an oven, so the tanu gives it a teiras lechem. So there are two ways that something gets a teiras lechem. So Taisvis is saying as follows. Here Rabbi Yossi holds that the bishul is mafkia the teiras lechem. So Taisa says, that's very good if it's a blila rake. So what made it lechem? The tano made it lechem. The afiya made it lechem. So memelu halt Rabbi Yossi that bishul is mevatel afiya. So you lost the afiya. So memelu doesn't have a teiras lechem. But if it was a blila ova, so memelu has a teiras lechem, not out the afiya. The Isa alone gives it a teiras lechem. So l'chayre, so what can the bishul be mekalkel? The Rashidus Rabbeinu Tam is that it has a teiras lechem. Even without the yafi, it has a teiras lechem. So l'chayre, what could be wrong if first they made bishul? We're speaking about this very interesting matzah gavuch, the way Taisa is saying, speaking of a matzah that was a blila rake, and they baked this matzah, and now they're cooking it. So there it's good. But by Blila Ova, Taisvis Tainis means our matzahs, I feel according to Rabbi Yossi, it should not become possible, because even though it's Mevatel the Shem Afiye that we made in it already, but it still has a Teches Lechem als the Blila Ova. That's what Taisvis Tainis. V'ri Meforish, and the Ri wants to say something else. The Mayri Biblila Say Ova, it is also speaking about a Blila Ova. Upsula, so why is it possible? So l'chayir it has a shem lechem, mishum matzah ashira. It's possible out matzah ashira. Umayse dechiyechi disover Rabbi Yossi de bishul mapik le mitoyres afiye le shovye matzah ashira kilu loy nefe ochenami gabi pesach okimine bishul shem tzliye. So the shittas ha Taisvis is, Taisvis held that in order to have a shem lechem oni, It has to go through an afiyah process. If it is cooked, it does not have a shame oni. So memele, this doesn't have a shame oni. Dafke through afiyah. So memele, so Taisvis says, It's not the way Rashi says it's mafkiya the shem lechem. If it's a blila over, it has a shem lechem. But it's mafkiya the yafiyah. So now so it's ke'ilu. You took dough and you made a knedel out of it. You boiled it. You took dough and you boiled it like a donut. So memele, so this is called matzah ashire. It's only considered lechem oini if it is baked in a tano. So that's how the Ri wants to say pshat in the Gemara. So it's the tada shove is that the bishul is mafkiya the shei mafiya, but not that it makes an ois lechem, it makes an ois oini. Ula omar afilu teime rameya. So the Gemara hoche medami pesach le bishul matzah. So what did the Gemara say? This is a member of Ula, and the Gemara is saying, first Rav Kahana wanted to say it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Then Rabbi Yossi holds that Bishul is Mevatel Afi, and then Ula says, Afilu Teimer Rameya, on Kaponim, by Pesach, Bishul is Mevatel Tzli. Is Ochi Medame Pesach Le Bishul Matzah? It's that the same aloche that the bishul is mafkiya the previous process that was done with it. Vahainu deloike maskone de keitzen mevochim, and this is not like the maskone sagmore in Mesechtes Brachos. The kamar hosam ulo mishmei de rabbi yochanim shleikes mevochin aleim shahako. Shleikes is mevochin aleim shahako. Rabbi Yosi de Islay Hoche Gabi Matze de Bishul Mevatel Afiye Ochinami Bishul Mevatel Mehem Shem Yerek. This is a very interesting Gemara. It's this. The Gemara Klal da Shaila, when do you make a Boire Pri Adome? So Ula said Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, you only make a Boire Pri Adome when it is in the state that it was when it grew from the Adoma. That's called a Pri Adoma. You'll eat a raw carrot, you make a very Pri Adoma, because this is how it was. If you cook it, so the cooking process changes its previous status. This did not grow like this. It didn't grow a cooked carrot. The taste is different. So Memele is considered, the Bishul changes the previous status. So now it's not called a Pri Adoma. It's different. That was the svar in the Gemara over there. Tells su Rabbi Yosi, just like Rabbi Yosi says that the bishul changes the status of the matzah. Before it was lechem, and now it becomes ois lechem. So bishul changes the previous status. So the Gemara said the same thing. So according to Rabbi Yosi, if you'll cook a carrot, you'll make a shahakel, because it's no more a pri adam. That's what Ula said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. V'dochi. The Gemara says, no, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Not pshat in Rabbi Yosi is that the bishul changes of previous status. At kan lekom Rabbi Yosi el debin in tam matzah. It's a different time. The bishul is you need tam matzah, and since the bishul, well, now you don't have a tam matzah because of the bishul, so that's why you're not Yosi. So that means the Gemara said Rabbi Yosi is gor an andere pshatn ganzen. Rabbi Yosi is a psadin, you need tam matzah. So l'chayre, this is not like asugye. Asugye stelt zu the machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir in dinei hafko. That if the bishul is mafkiya the previous status. So L'chayot Ha'isis says, this is not like the Maskonis HaGemara Mesechtes Brachos. V'ula L'taymei. So Ha'isis says, Ula over here, that is going, that the Machloikis Rabbi Yosi Rameir is in Hilchas Avkor, so he's going L'shitos here Mesechtes Brachos. L'boi L'tchu Yeyoche Taymei the Rabbi Yosi Debin in Tam Matzah. V'hosam Nami Kom the Rabbi Yosi Mevor Shehakel Faker. Ula is taking going with Shitosai, but in other words, this sugya is not the way our sugya loim shan the machlekes chabiyosi rameya is not the way the maskonas hagemore and broches is. Zok the gemore. Tanu rabbonim. Yochol tzoloi kol tzolcha yehechai. Now we have here two pshatim in Rashi, what the shaila of the Gemara is. Yachol tzolei kol tzolchei. Tzolei kol tzolchei means it was very well roasted. That means the Chamtzvi and Simon Samach Gimel explains we're not speaking about that it's not edible, it was burnt to a crisp, but it was very, very well roasted. It's called burnt, but it's burnt that's still edible. Now, what is the Shaila? So Rashi brings down two ways how to learn the Shaila of the Gemara. One way Rashi says, Va'acha kach bishloi, yehei chai. The Gemara clears a Shaila, we just learned before, that if you had a Kol Pesach that is tzli, and afterwards you cooked it, so we learned that tzoli v'achakach bishlo, yechayiv alts mevushel. Kler the Gemara Shaila, that was just roasted. But what if it was roasted to a crisp, and then you cooked it? So Gemara has a Shaila, are you chayiv alts mevushel? V'achakach bishlo, yechayiv. V'haytanu da'oma le'el tzoli v'achakach bishlo, yechayiv. So the Gemara clears, that's tzoli. What will be tzolei kol tzolchei v'achakach bishlei? That's one mahalach in the Gemara. Lishna achine, Narashi says a second mahalach. Yochol tzolei kol tzolchei. He roasted it very well. Dishav yecharuchei kedemaporish. And the Gemara says later, like it's burnt. Yehei chayiv. And it's not speaking about that he cooked it later. The shayla is the lav tzliyeshu, ela koliyesh v'sohof. That means the Pasuk says you can only eat it ki im tzliyesh, if it's roasted. Here, this is not called tzliyesh, this is called koliyesh. B'zeh ikah, and Rashi likes this pshat the best. He says, so the Gemara is a hakire, if you're over on the lav of ki im tzliyesh, if you eat it, if it's burnt. V'rishayin einay klum, and Rashi says the first pshat doesn't make any sense. Tahu taneh. According to that Tanakh, even the Rabbi Kloy, Tzloy, V'achakach, Bishloy, if I have a ribuy already, that Bishl after Tzli, Yochayev, Als Mavusha, Mali Shav Yecharucha, Mali Loy Shav Yecharucha. So what's the difference if it was very well roasted, it wasn't very well roasted. So Rashi slugs up the first pshat. Lulei de Mistafina, I thought, Efsha, we could be Miyashiv, the first pshat. I mean, Miyasha by Rashi doesn't like the first pshat either. We had mentioned before, according to Ula al-Libe de Rameya. Ula al-Libe de Rameya said that Emerson Bishel is not Mevashel Afiye. But by Kolben Pesach, there's a Gzeres HaKosov, Shani Hochadom HaKro Boshel Mevushel Mikol Mokim. So he said, "Amachleik is the Bach and the Rosh Yosef how to learn Pshat in the Ribu Yaboshel Mavushel by Kolben Pesach. The Bach learns Pshat that is a Gzeres HaKosov that Bishul's Mevatel Tzli, but Bishul's not Mevatel Afiye. Ain't look by Yalachidusha. Bishul's Mevatel Tzli. So therefore, by Kolben Pesach, Tzolei V'achakach Bishlo Yoive Alts Mavushel. But by Matzah, you won't. It still is a Teiras Lechem because that's what it says. Bishul's Mevatel Tzli. Bishul's not Mevatel Afiye. So Memele, the Shaila is a beautiful Shaila. Klerti Gemara. Good. The passage is Bitul Mevatel Tzli. What'll be if it's Tzolei Kol Tzolchei? This is not Tzli. This is a greater process than Tzli. This is Tzolei Kol Tzolchei. So it could be. I mean, if we draw lines already that Bishul could be mevatel certain processes and cannot be mevatel other processes, it's too late already. You can't make it ois awfully. Tzli, you could make ois tzli. So there's such a thing. So the Gemara clears the beautiful shayla. So maybe tzolei kol tzolcha, you can't, if it's already, if it was so much roasted, you can't change the status already. That's the shayla of the Gemara. It's a shayla. But we said the Rosh Yosef learns Aliba Derashi, that Rashi learns Pshat, not that Pshat is that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli. No, you mechayiv if you made a Maisa Bishul. We said, because the Yitter is Boshel. So the Chiyiv on eating Tzolei V'achakach Bishul is not because it becomes Mevushel, because I did a Maisa Bishul. So if I did a Maisa Bishul, like the Chashi, so what's the Chilik if it's Tzolei or Tzolei called Tzolei? I'm not making it Mevushel side by side. So it could be, this is the machloikis. The first mefoshim held like the Bach. some emele. So there was a hakira take. If Bishel could be mevatel tzolei kol tzolchoi. And Rashi doesn't like it because Rashi holds Bishel's never mevatel. No, the chiv is als boshel. The chiv is als boshel, some emele. What's the chilek if it was tzli, if it was tzolei kol tzolchoi? Therefore, Rashi learns the shaila was, if you're over and ki im tzli eish, it's because this is kolei eish. Now we understand the shaila. Now the shaila is what, how the Gemara is poshet. Talmud loima. Al teichel mimenu no uvoshel mevushel bamayim. No uvoshel mevushel omarti loch, v'loi shetzoloi kol tzolchai. So we have to know, what was the Gemara poshet? What was the Gemara poshet? Now, according to the first pshat of Rashi, the shaila was, if it becomes mevushel after tzolei kol tzolchai. That was the shaila of the Gemara. So it could be, it's very unclear. So it could be the Gemara answered, I only said boshel mevushel after tzri, but not after tzolei kol tzolchai. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. Because we were marba, but you need a ribuy after tzli, and that's it. But after tzoli kol tzolch, you don't have a ribuy. According to the second, that's perhaps according to the first pshat in Rashi. According to the second pshat in Rashi, so the Gemara cleared a shayla. The Gemara cleared a shayla. If you're over an ki im tzli eish by tzoli kol tzolchoi. If you're over on ki'im tzliyesh by tzolei kol tzolchei, because this is not tzliyesh, this is koliyesh. So l'chayre, if you learn the Gemara kepshutai, and the Maharsha learned the Gemara kepshutai, so it seems the Gemara seems to be saying that ki'im tzliyesh is only going on boshel mevushel, and no boshel mevushel b'mayim, amarti loch, v'leisha tzolei kol tzolchei. That ki'im tzliyesh is going, that if it's no, it's not tzliyesh. If it's mevushel, it's not tzliyesh. So tzliyesh is only memayit, no and mevushel, it's not memayit anything else. That's only, so the no, boshel mevushel, is a pirish on what we're saying later, kiyim tzliyesh. That's how the Maharsha seemed to learn, and we'll see later, we're going to get into hot water, take. The Rishash wants to say, Pshananda Ripshat, Rishash wants to say Pshat in the Gemara, as follows. He wants to say that is the Gemara means to say like this. Boshel mevushel. So boshel mevushel, the Torah says that boshel mevushel means it was very well cooked. That's also boshel mevushel amarti lo. But that tzoli kol tzolchai, there's no issa whatsoever. It's like a diuk from the boshel mevushel. But that's how the Rishash wants to say. The mash me mevushel harbe miyoi, but the emes mevushel asar afilu miyat. So why did the pasuk say it was very well cooked? Akoch rosel leduke ditzli mutar afilu tzolei harbe. He says it's boshel mevushel. The mevushel harbe is coming to tell us that the only mevushel harbe is still asar, but tzli harbe is not asar. Can let us go a little further. Echaroich Rashi says Toro. Tonu Rabbono, Yochel Ochel Kizayis Chai Yehei Chai. Now the Gemara tells the Shaila, what will be if a person eats a Kizayis of raw meat?
Talmud Loima Al Teichlu Mimenu No Uvoshel Mevushel. No Uvoshel Amarti Loch V'loi Chai. The Torah only asked No. The Torah did not ask for chai. Now, dachsach mir, the shakla v'tarye, so far, is as follows. Dachsach mir, the Gemara had wanted to say that if you ate chai, you should be over al tzno. No is partially roasted. So dachsach mir, the havamin of the Gemara was that it should learn out chai, akal v'chayme from no. No, that is partially roasted. Since it's not completely roasted, you're evil. so high, which is in Gansan Adrosa, Shazicha Bioiva. There should be a Gilu Milza that the Torah is telling us that even no Yoiva, Chayav Adigavish Yoiva, and this should be similar to the Gemara before, that the Gemara said, according to the Chacham, the Torah said, Boshel Mabushel Bamayim, Afilo Bamayim, it's also. Shal Mashkin of Adigavish, it's also. So just like it said there, Mayim, there it said Mayim, and we say Shal Mashkim is a Kalvachoymer, because it's worse than Mayim. So here the Gemara wanted to say, let us say, that it says no, and Avada Gevis Chai. And the Gemara says no. No is a miyut. No is a miyut. Could be the what's different from before, before we said, it says, Boshel Mevushel Bamayim, to be Memayit Slikeda. That Slikeda is not called Mevushel. So that's why it said Mayim. Here, Mestama the Gemara, somehow the Gemara holds no as a miyut. No, uvoshel amarti loch v'loi chai. Frek the Gemara, yochel yehi muta. No, so if you're not oiva on a lap, so it should be muta legamri. Talmud loima ki im tzliyesh. No, ki im tzliyesh. So what does that mean? So you're oiva the lap of ki im tzliyesh. Let us see Rashi. Chai legamri, sheloi nitzle klal. No, tzli ve'ein etzli. Because it's not no and it's not mevushel. Talmud loy ma toich lemenu no ki im tzliyesh. V'loy zeh she'ein etzli. This is not tzliyesh. V'havi lav shebeklolis. V'aitan esovein loikin a lav shebeklolis. V'mameli yoiva alz ki im tzliyesh. So now the Marsho has a meiridike problem. We just learned before, the Gemara cleared a shayla, if tzoloi kol tzolchoi is chayef. Because it's not tzliyesh, it's koliyesh. And the way we learned poshib shat, that was Rashi shat in the shayla of the Gemara, and the way we learned poshib shat, the Gemara said, no, him tzliyesh is only going on no mevushel amarti loch, b'loi tzoloi kol tzolchoi. So there the Gemara seemed to say that the Ki'im Tzli Eish is only going on the two Isurim which were previously mentioned, no Mevushel. So therefore it's not going, it's not being Marba another Isur. And here, that Mamish this next Gemara, the Gemara says Ki'im Tzli Eish is Marba Chai. That's the Marsha's Kasha, and the Marsha says V'yesh L'yashev without telling us how one is Yashev this. So the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Samach Gimel wants to say two mahalchim in the Harsho. One mahalach he wants to say as follows, that the Gemara means to say, by Chai you are over a Ki'im Tzli Eish, because Ki'im Tzli Eish means that it should have been roasted. So he says as follows, so if it's raw, so past the Zogin, it should have been roasted. You could have roasted it, and you didn't roast it, so Mamela, so that's Ki'im Tzliyesh. That's why by Chaya Oiva and Ki'im Tzliyesh, because it could have been roasted and you didn't roast it. He says, but by Tzolei Kol Tzolchoi, you can't say that it's wrong because I didn't roast it. I can't roast it anymore. So it means Ki'im Tzliyesh, the Issa of Ki'im Tzliyesh is Pshat. It is also, there's a law because you didn't do what you could have done. So this law is only applicable if you could still roast it. So by Chai, I could roast it, and I didn't roast it, so Yoiva Ki'im Tzliyesh, because it was not roasted. Mashen came by Tzolei Kol Tzolchoi, there you can't say, it's also of Ki'im Tzliyesh, because you can't roast it anymore. Because it was too much roast. That's one mahalach in the Chacham Tzvi. Another mahalach the Chacham Tzvi wants to say as follows. A very interesting mahalach. He wants to say, the Gemara klal d'shayla by Tzolei Kol Tzolchoi, that you should be chayiv. Now, why should you be chayiv? Because it's koliyesh, Rashi says. It's not tzliyesh, it's koliyesh. Zok the Chacham Tzvi, he says, but let us think 1 minute. This Tzolei Kol Tzolchoi was first tzliyesh. He left it on there after it became Sliyesh, it became Koliyesh. He says, we have a whole sugya that if a person was mevashel after tzli, if it's called mevushel, you need a ribui for that. You need bashel mevushel to tell me that bishel is markiya the tzli. You need a ribui. Without a ribui, I say, listen, it was tzli, so it remains tzli. You cooked it now, it's garnish. It's not mafkiya, the previous shem. So that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say the reason there is no issa of ki'im tzli eish by tzolei kol tzolchoi, because be'emesin, you need a ribui to tell me yesh, that yesh sreifa achat tzli. I don't have a limud. Only by boshel mevushel I have a limud that yesh bishel achat tzli. But I don't have a limud the yesh tzli achatzli, yesh koli achatzli. That's how the Chacham Tzvi says pshat in the Gemara. I had a shtickel ha'ora on the Gemara. The Gemara says, ochloi chai, what is the din? And the Gemara says, ye'oive an ki'im tzliyesh. It's not tzliyesh. And Rashi says, you don't get malkis, because... Ein loiken alav shebeklolis. Hai tanis vila, ein loiken alav shebeklolis. And if you'd hold loike, you'd get malkis halski im sliyesh och loichai. So lochair, I had a kasha. What is the lav? The lav is loisoichlu ki im sliyesh. You shouldn't eat only sliyesh, not chai. We had a toisvist af chavdalad amit beis, when the sugya of, when you eat something shaloike derech achila, so the Gemara says, "Ochel chaylev chai," it's yapata because it's shleike derech achila. Taisus had a kasha that there was a Gemara if a person ate an oif chai, you were chayev, als berye you chayev. So Taisus says, "I it's chay, it's shleike derech achila." So Taisus says that oif is rochich, it's a very soft meat, so there it's kederech achila. But like this, Taisus says, "Basar chai." Basachai is called Shalaika Derech Achila. That's what Taisva says. At Miga Harta Kashem. So how could you be Chayiv? How could you be Chayiv on Shani Oif Shuhurach? Because he loomtze v'choshev kederech hanosa. But like this, Samazai Basar chai, not an oif, it's called shalaika derech achila. So lechayre, how could you be oiver on the lav of leisoichlu ki im tzli eish? How could you be oiver on the lav of leisoichlu ki im tzli eish? It's not leisoichlu. The iser is leisoichlu. This is shalaika derech achila. It's not called leisoichlu. Just like not even oiver menachai, not even leisoichlu chaylev. You shouldn't be oiver on leisoichlu ki im tzli eish. Be'emes in this kasha, l'chayre ishver, and the Rambam also. And no, the Rambam says pshat as follows. No shehisira olof hu ha'boso shehischel boy maisa ha'ur v'nitzle. He started roasting it. Ve'enoi roi l'achilas odom adai. But it's not roi l'achilas sodom. So the Rambam says, no alone is not roi l'achilas sodom. So bezoi is the chvaita shver. So why, how are you over on no also? How are you over on no? It says loisoich lo no. So, but it's like the achilas not called the achilas. So l'chayra I thought, according to the Chazaynish asks a different kasha. The Chazaynish asks, how are you chayiv an achilas chometz nukshe? It's also, it's not roi l'achila, chometz nukshe. And how are you chayiv an gidanoshe? It's also not roi l'achila. And it says, lo yisoichlu. So the Chazaynish says, the hochi chayiv rachmone. I mean, if I have a lav, you're not allowed to eat gidanoshe. So the Torah knows what we're talking about, gidanoshe. The Torah says, lo yisoichlu gid. So I'm amazed. The Torah was machayev such an achila, even though it's not oimed lachila. The Torah was machayev this. The same thing by nuksha also. Ochol chaylev chay. When the Torah said leisoichol chaylev, the Torah means chaylev is an edible machol. So you ate it shalaika derechila. That's not called leisoichol. But the achila of nuksha, the achila of gid is chewing it. That's all what it is. There's no so kochach b'hochi chay v'rachmone. So besides, according to the Chazaynish, it's very good. Ask him. The Torah said, "Loisoichlu no." So the Torah, even though the Rambam says, no, it's not, Oymed l'achil, b'ne roi l'achilas Adam, b'hochi chai v'rachmone. And the same thing the Torah said, lo yisoich lu ki im tliyesh, and the Torah means to asa chai, so the Torah says, you should, so the Torah is asering chai, lo yisoich lu chai. Ki im tliyesh means, if it's not tliyesh, then what was it? It was chai. It's also also. So the Torah asked b'feirish chai. The Torah asked b'feirish chai, so we have a svara b'hochi chai v'rachmone. But this is good according to the Chazon Ish. There's a Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim also asks the kasha of Nukshe. And the Mekor Chaim says a different parrot. He says, Chometz Nukshe. He says, that's the only way you can eat it. That's called Derech Achilosa. You can't help the situation. Because you can't eat it anyway. If it's Chometz Nukshe, that's how it is eaten. Chalev Chai, he says, you could cook it. So Memele, so if there is a process of making it better, and it's called Shaloi Kederech Achila. If there's no process of making it better, then it's called Kederech Achila. So according to the Mekor Chaim, we're back to Akasha. So no, and Chai, you can make it Roil Achila. You can make it Sli. So according to the Mekor Chaim, will be Shver this Kasha, why you take a Chai out Sli Soichol. If he wasn't Nochis to the Chazanishis Peretz of Bahochi Chai Berachmon. Zog the Gemara weiter. Heichi domi no, what is no, when is it considered no? Omar Rav, keda omri parsoi abarnayim. Abarnayim, keda omri parsoi abarnayim, oise tzliye, shebeloshen parsi krui abarnayim, beloshen akkodesh kori no. That matzev is called no. Omar Rav Chizde. Hamevashel bechamei tverye b'shabes potter. If a person cooks pechamei tverye, so it's potter. Why you potter? So trashi chamei tverye mayones roisrin, you potter. We'll see soon. Pesach shebishloi pechamei tverye, what if you cooked a Pesach pechamei tverye? Chai, you chai. It's like the Gemara, maishno b'shabes deloi tetildes eish binon veleke. Pesach Nami loved to this issue. The Gemara asked Akasha, how do you differentiate? If it is called Mevushel Lagabi Korban Pesach, it should be called Mevushel Lagabi Shabbos. It's not called Mevushel Lagabi Shabbos. It shouldn't be called Mevushel Lagabi Korban Pesach also. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, on this Gemara's Kasha, there's a Moiradike Ha'ore that the Chidushi Beis Meir asks. And the Beis Meir asks as follows. He says, Mayin Yishmitul Eitzah Hal Sinai. By Shabbos, you need Todes Sa'ul, Dumi the Melechas HaMishkan. In the Mishkan, they cooked with the fuel was fire. So a Mele, so if it's not Dumi the Melechas HaMishkan, so Mele, you're not Chayim. By Kolben Pesach, it says, Boshel Mevushel. Boshel mevushel, that if it's cooked, it doesn't matter how it's cooked. I mean, it's cooked, so it's also. That's the Beis Meir's kasha. I won't go into the Beis Meir's teretz, but there's an egle tal mil shmuel, and they say lemaise napshat is that. If it's not dumya de meleches hamishkan, let's understand why amevashel bechamit veri b'shabes yepota. He says not because in the mishkan the fuel was grad eish. So he says if the fuel was eish, so memele, so let chamit veri be a tolde. So it's not less. So not everything they don't eat neither exactly wasn't the meleches hamishkan. No, they both say amuiyim de kevot. They both say that chamei tverye, if you're not chayev on Shabbos, because it's not called mevushel. So the Mil Shmuel says as follows. The Mil Shmuel says that with chamei tverye, it'll get soft, it'll get tasty, whatever you want, but it's not called cooked. There's another name for it. Bishul, the Gleital explains, Bishul is something, yeshvach eitzim, petafshul. That means if it's al yidei ha'ul, it's called mevushul. If it's al yidei chamei tverye, it's called, we'll look up in Webster's, a new name, but it's not called mevushul. It's called, it's ungevar. It's soft, whatever it is, but it's not called mevushel. If the end result would be the same, so you'd be chayv by Shabbos also. But geit meron, what fuel is used? So Chazal Vakerp knew that bishul is only considered, bishul, the process of bishul, this process of bishul, there's afiyah, there's sli, the process of bishul is dafke, they told us so. If you cook it another way, it's not called bishul. So memeilo, so the Gemara says, if it's not called bishul by Pesach, the iser is mevushul. It's you have a new name for it, but this is not mevushul. The Torah only asked, the lav is only by mevushul. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Agav Urche, according to this Shtik Torah, I don't want to go into Ariches, Rav Moshe is a tshuva about microwaves. If you be mechayiv and microwaves in Shabbos also, if it's called, if you chayiv al tzmevashel. But L'chayre, the way we're saying now, if the Gemara says a yesod, that it's only considered mevusha, they told the so'ul, so microwave l'chayre is not considered mevushal. So l'may nafkemin that it is always a bishalakum. L'chayre should come out like this according to where we're learning pshat in our Gemara, because the olisa was bishalakum. This is not mevushal. It's something else. It's microwave akum. Microwave akum ham chazal nishgas. The only acid bishal. This is not bishal. There's a whole shaila if meushin is also. Because the Chazal only asked mevushal, they didn't ask the meushin. There's a process of mevushal, there's a process of meushin. Microwave is not called mevushal, since it's not told, so according to Rav Moshe's husband, there is an iser of microwave akum. But al kaponim, according to the way we're saying over from the Galital and the Mil Shmuel, l'chayret should be mut. So al kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara is a kasha, we have a stira in Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that a mevashel b'chamei tveriye b'shabes is potter. So you see, it doesn't have a teres mevushel. Pesach shabishle b'chamei tveriye chaye. Frank the Gemara, ma'ishnam b'shabes deloi. The tail this eish bina veleke. Why by Shabbos are you potter? Because it's not called mevushel, since it's not tail this eish. Pesach nam yilav tail this eishu. So why you chayev alt mevushel? Omar robe, my chayev diktoni. Not chayev alt mevushel tak. That's right, it's not mevushel, but you're over on, loisoichlu ki'im tzliyesh, it's not tzliyesh, so that love you'll be over. Let us see Rashi. Chamei tverye, mayones roisre. Pesach shebishloi b'chamei tverye, chayev al chilosai, because al kadaitach mishum de loisoichl mevushel. So the Gemara, the Lav Tilda says, Shohilkach Lav Bishal Hu. It's not called Bishal, Rashi says. The Lehevi Chai Mishumav Melocha, because this isn't considered Bishal. So why are you Chai about Mevushal by Pesach? Mishum Sliyesh Lav the Leisach Yim Sliyesh Ikev. Le Lav the Bishal. Bisova, and Erhal Ploikin Alav Shebeklolos. So that's Pshat Chayiv, Yechayiv an Chamei Tverye Alt Kiim Sliyesh. There's a Geshmake Kasha that the Yachoynim ask, the Pri Yitzchok speaks about it, others also speak about it, that Marakoyin, Dachsam Yachav, it's Halakoyin, they ask, L'chayre, Amavashel B'chamei Tverye, Pesach Shebishle B'chamei Tverye Chayev. The Shaila is, how can you cook a Pesach B'chamei Tverye? Because the Pesach has beaten Yerushalayim. And if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it's possible al Tzyoytze. And if you'll bring Chamei Tverye to Yerushalayim, I feel you have a good thermos. I feel you have a good thermos, better than the klisheni it isn't, so it's not mevashel. So l'chayre, so how could you have mevashel b'chamei Tverye? So one could say, Chamei Tverye, Rashi says, mayones roischen. Rashi, what does Rashi want to say? Rashi means to say, not Chamei Tverye. Mayones roischen. It means, it's only a moshel. It means, we're chamim in Yerushalayim. But then one can still ask Kakasha, we had a Gemara that Chesam at base, the Gemara asks Kakasha, the Gemara says, Omar, the story of Rabbi Yanai, Mibnei Ma'ein Chamei Tverye B'Yerushalayim, why there's no Mayones Roischem in Yerushalayim? כדי שלא יאוילי רגולם אומרים ממולי לאלינו אלא ללחץ בחמית פריה דיינו ונמצאיס עליה שלא ילשמו. So in Yerushalayim, there's also no Chamei Tveria. So Mamela, so that's the problem. So Abitzel Petterberg he says, the Kasha is not as a gefährlich Kasha. He says, could be that before Bias HaMashiach, the Rebbein Shalom did not make Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim because people could be Oile Shaloi Lishma. But after Mashiach is going to come, then there won't be such a thing as Shaloi Lishma. Yidin will do everything L'shem Shemaim. So then there could be Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim also. So it's Negeya, not Bias HaMashiach, when we'll be eating a Korban Pesach. So then it's Negeya, will, if you're Mevashel, B'Chamei Tveria, B'Yoiva Alts Mevushel, B'Yoiva Alts Kihim Sliyesh. That's what he wants to say. Malkoin wants to say, okay, when Benoi Vegiva, and so then just look at Maisha Shani, Bekurim is Nechel B'chol Eretz Yisrael, so then Kotshim Kalma also Nechel B'chol Eretz Yisrael, so you can eat in Tver Yitake, can eat in Tver Yaakob and Pesach. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rav Chie Bereide Rav Nosen Masni Lohoda Rav Chizde Behedye. Omar Rav Chizda Mevashel B'chamei Tverje B'Shabes Potter. Pesach Shebishle B'chamei Tverje Chayev She'ovar Mishum Sliyei. So he brought on Klor, the member of Rav Chizda, that Yechayev Taka Alt Ki'im Sliyei. Zog to Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Ochloi No Loike. The person ate No, loike shtayim. What's the loike shtayim? Mishum loisoichel no, mishum loisoichlu ki im tzliyesh. Techi e im tzliyesh, nami alav de loisoichlu koi. It's going on, it's a lavo, so loisoichlu ki im tzliyesh. So memeil of a person eats no, so there's two malkas. Mevushul loike shtayim. Mishum mevushul, mishum loisoichlu ki im tzliyesh. No umevushel loike sholesh. So then there's three shemes. The Taisus Rit said you really get four malkis on each kezayis will get two malkis, but there's three shemes. There's a shem of no and mevushel and then kiim tzliyesh. Hashi mevushel loike shtayim b'shem mevushel b'shem loisechel kiim tzliyesh. Abaye omar ein loikin alav shebeklolus. You don't get malkis alav shebeklolis. Ki im tzliyesh is alav kloli. So ain't loikin alav shebeklolis. Now there's a machloikis, what is pshat nabai? Ike da amri tarti hu de loiloki. That Abaye only meant to say that since this is alav kloli, so it doesn't come to tell you that you get twice malkis. Tarti hu de loiloki. Chode mi is loki. But you could get Malkus once. We'll see soon. Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. The Ike da Amri Chode Nami Leiloki that you'll never get Malkus Alt Kiim Sliyesh. Le Miyached Lave Ke Lav Dechsime because the Lav is not Miyuchid on one Indian Ke Lav Dechsime. Let us see Rashi. Lav Shebeklolosu the Koilul Boy Kol Mine Bishulim She Eino Itzliya Lesser. It also says this. It's asos kol mine bishulim. So if it's not sli means it asos no, which is not sli. It asos mevushel, which is not sli. Ike da omri tarti u de loiloki. Kivin shuhu loike mishum no, oi mishum mevushel, su loiloki mishum klau de chiyim tzliyesh. Vakeru tso, they say, you wanna asos no. Als kiim tzliyesh, because kiim tzliyesh is it should be tzliyesh and not no. So forget, so since this is alav shebeklolis, it's koilo kol mine bishulim, so memele, so you're not like a second malkis on kiim tzliyesh. Avul chode mi eloki, kigoy, hamevashel bechamei tverye, v'ochloi, de einkan malkis de vishul v'loi malkul shel no, loike mishum ki im tzliyesh. Then you're loike als ki im tzliyesh. That means that the Torah is saying it has to be roasted. If you're eating it not roasted, So Memele, so there's a lav. So Rashi holds that what the lav is repetitious, and that what the lav is koilu, kol mine bishulim she'enam sliya laser. That it's repeating the previous isurim, that you're not like it. Because the Tzintzatayr gave a lav proti, so you're not like out the lav kloli. But that what the lav kloli comes to include other in your name, like Hamitverye, Taisis Shel Suchai also, so forget that lav, Aces, and that lav, Aces, the Rabbi only said, and that what it is, the repetitious chelik of the lav, to ask a bishul proti, that the Torah, that you don't, since you have a bezundra lav al tznos, so you're not loik out the lav kloli, since you have a lav proti. But as Isaac is there, which you don't have a lav proti on this, like Hamitverye, then you'll take a bilaika altski im tzliyesh. That's the first lashon. Ve'ike da amri chodenami loy lokim mishum ki im tzliyesh. You won't even get one malchus altski im tzliyesh. Loy miyuchid lav edidei ke lav dechsime. This is not a lav miyuchid like the lav of sime. That means like this: the makoyer of malchus that you like it by lavin, we learn out from the parsha leisachsem sher bedishoy, and right afterward it says aboim yakeno. So we learn out every lav that's dumia the lav dechsime, you get malchus. In the lav sheyesh by maise, lav dechsime is asering gadova mefurat. It's asering chsime leisachsem sher bedishoy. So memele, so Abaye says now the second lashon, since this lav is asering so many things, it's not asering only one dover mefurat. It's asering chai and mevushel bechamitverye and all the other things. So since it's not a lav miyuchid, so maybe we don't get malchus at all. The ikadami chodanami leloki mishamkim sliyesh le miyuchid lavi dideke kelav dechsi mishum eforish isurei usmicha lei parshas malchus leel minei. Yeah. Now, let us see the Gemara further. We have the similar machlokes. Rava Omar, Ochal Zog, Loikesh Taim. By Nozer it says, Mikaela Sheyeyosa Migefen Ayoyin, Mecharzanim Vat Zog Lo Yeyochal. So we have a lav kloli, mikoyla sheyeyosa migefen ayayin, and then we have dvorim protim, zog, michatzanim ad zog. So trove ochal zog, loike shtayim. What's the shtayim? Eis the zog, mikoyla sheyeyosa migefen ayayin, chalzen loike shtayim, zog vechalzen loike sholish. Abaye omayin loiken alav shebeklolis. Ike da amri parti hudo loy loki chodem yis loki. That means, like just like we said before, that what the lav kloli is going on the dvorim that I have already a miyuchidik lav. Then on this lav kloli you're not loike to add on an extra malchus because I have a mefuritik lav already. So memele, so on zog and chatz you only be loike achas. Abochod mi is loki. What if you'll eat something lulovik fanim? Alim, Mikela Sheyosa Migefen Ayayin includes the Lovim and Alim, etc. So Memele, so if you eat that, so that is Mikela Sheyosa Migefen Ayayin, so that could be like a Chode. Chode mi is Loki. Ked Amri Chode Nami Loi Loki, Lemeyachid Lave Kelav Dechsimen. Zog Drashi, Ochal Zog Loi Kishtayim, Nozo Sheoch Loi, Mishum zog la yeyochel, mishum kola sheyosa migefen ayayim mechatzanim. La yeyochel ko inami ami kola sheyosa. Lav shebeklolois, in loikin al mikola sheyosa, lav shebeklolois hu shekoilu, chatzanim, vizogim, vanovim lachim, vyeveshim, vahalim vululov. Tarti le loki, eichedi ochal zog, eichartson, viloki al hayu, le loki su mishum mikola sheyosa. Moida Abaye, the Imochal Zog Vicharzen, like a Stein. The Kivin the Mefurish Kolechad Laatzmoi, Koinami, each one is a Bezunder, there's Isar on Zog, and there's an Isar on Charzen. koi nami alav de lo yeyochel, vavi command of siv, lav al kol chad vachat. That's like it says, layochel zog, layochel chalfen. Vachimuchim seches nozit, loy poli gabaye ele, hamalkis de mikaila she yeyose. Chode mi eloki, im ochel alim, de lulovim, de ein kan malkis de zog vachalzen, loki mishim lav de mikaila she yeyose. Zogt Teisvis. Ochel kizayis no loikishnayim, loikishnayim, mishum no, mishum ki imtsliyesh, tahave ki iluksiv, al toichlu ki imtsliyesh. So there's a love. Iksha arad rabyankev de lainish. Maicha shvinen bereish elu nares, beule le koin godl baasei greide. Dechi imsula baamov ksiv, it's only an essay. O ki heichi dechashvinen hoche, ki im tzliyesh belav, o chinami avu lachshuvi bulu lukayin godo belav, tabi ki ilu ksiv lo yikach ki im sula miyamo. Pektortais is amir dike kasha. The posik says, almone grushe zoyne vachalolo es eilu lo yikach, ki im besula miyamo. So memele, so just like the lo yikach ki im sula miyamo. So it should be a lav, just like it says, al mimenu kiim tzliyesh. So it's a lav. If you eat anything that is not a tzliyesh, you like it. So if you take a isha that's not a psula, you should be like it. V'yesh loyma dechiim psula lechoshiv lav. Mishum say, the sefer dekro muchachol adav ha'asei. Dechsev kiim psula me'amov yikach isha. So that means, so you see, the end of the pasuk is, if it would end off kiim psula me'amov, you'd be right. So it's a hemshech of loyikach. Loyikach ki im psula miyamov. But since it ends off with yikach isha, so we see taka that it's a bezundere mitzvah sasei, so memele it's only a lava bo mechlal sasei. Ike da amri, chode mi yoloki. Yoloki one. Perish hakuntris, bechai, vechamei tverye chayiv mishum ki im tzliyesh. Achai in chamei tverye yechayiv alts ki im tzliyesh, according to Abaye. Vekosher l'rabbeinu tam, im kein, bein la'abaye, bein l'rove, so both of them hold, yoloike an chayin sliyesh. Tikshle bereise de la'el, de sanye no umebushel omarti loch, de loy chay, alma loy loki al chay. So the Gemara said klo, that yochol should be chay van chay, so the Gemara says no umebushel. Yochol yei muta, then it says al kim tzliyesh, aber al kaponim weiß doch ois that you are not loike an chai. So if you're not loike an chai, say bazoi. So here they say you are loike. You're the echodem yoloki, like the Rav Avadigavis. Ba'oi da oma beperik hamekabel aplukte derav hune derav Yehude. Bechoyvel reichayim verochav. If a person took a mashkin, reichayim verochav. Rochav is the top stone, reichayim is the bottom stone. This is a mashkin of a double, of oichul nefesh. The Rav Yehuda Oma loikishtayim, that you loikishtayim, that kim nefesh uchoyvel, so that means that, So Rav Yehuda says if you take a chayim v'roch, if you like a shtayim. Ravuna oma loike sholish, you like a sholish kim, layachbel rechayim v'roch, kim nefesh uchayim. So we learn out from here that oichel nefesh, something that's a keli, that's oichel nefesh, not to take for mashke. So memele it's three. Umasik rova, the Gemara brings down over there, amach loike zadrova. That Rava holds that l'ochel no leikishtayim. Masik Rava, I'm not domi, I feel like Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan leikam Rabbi Yehuda hosom. Hello dechi nefesh yichoyvel the dvorim acher. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds dechi nefesh yichoyvel is going on other things. That means other things which are oichel nefesh. That's hemet bokel is oichel nefesh. So Rabbi Yehuda holds here, chinefesh u'choyvel is going on other mashkoinis, And therefore there's no extra lav on Rechaim Veroch. There's only two lav. Because the Chinev Shechem is going something else. Avol hocho, ki im tzliyesh, lemayos. But here tzliyesh is only going on no mevushel. It's not going on anything else. It's only going on no mevushel. So if it's going on no mevushel, so memele, so you have to be like shtayim, on no shtayim, on mevushel. So that's a shrek, that's klon out like Rashi. L'peresh ha-kuntra sa itztach l'chai l'chamitverye. Fakert, it's going on l'chai l'chamitverye also. L'chein nire l'rabbeinu tam, ba'achai lo'i loki l'kula alma. You're not loik on chai. T'chi imtzli eish lo'i mashme da'osa l'malkis. Ela l'asei. The mashmois of all things which are not Tzli'esh is not allowed. Because Ki'im Tzli'esh is an assay. Ela assay, the Ki'im Tzli'esh Toichlu, you should eat Tzli'esh. So my mele, if I eat Chai, I did not eat Tzli'esh, it's a lava bo mechlal assay. Leidomi lechi nefesh ulchoivel, the bumaita kolam with the loika shad bom, kediktoni yosem bedye bebreise. Chavu zug shal saporim, v'tzemet shal poros, loy kishtayim, v'chi nefesh uchay, v'mash meshape, v'loshen lav, shu nesin estam, kol shu dvar nefesh loy sachto. So memele, so Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam says as follows, ki nefesh uchay, is a hemshech of the lav, loy sachto, rechayim, v'rochov, ki nefesh uchay, so it's a dover, sheyesh bo yoichol nefesh, so the Torah is giving the reason of the lav, because it's taking a davar shaloichol nefesh. So here we, so the lav, one takes a mashkin, a lav shaloichol nefesh, you like it. But over here, ki im tzli'esh toichol is not a reason for the lav, it's a mitzvah sasei. You should eat tzli'esh. Bosri shapeh hodekom arova hosom d'chi nefesh ochoi, vol osa l'shar dvor. Avok eat tzli'esh lay osa ela la'asei. It only comes for an assay, not for a lav. Aye, if it's only an assay, it was tutzach do. The Rabbi said like shtayim and does. So Tosfos says ubeno mebushel davke pligi. The machloikis of a bayvur is davke beno mebushel. The Rabbi sova that even though ki im sliyesh is a mitzvah assay, but lahochi somchul leelu the Torah put ki im sliyesh right next to the lav al toichlu men a no mebushel. Lilkeis olav al no umibushel. Rava holds, an no umibushel, it is a lav. And something else it is an essay. Shehem b'nei milkit. So memela, that's how Rava learned. So Rava learned that ki'im tzliyesh is kolol to inyon. It's kolol ki'im, a mitzvah say that it should be tzliyesh, and anything that's not tzliyesh, which includes chai or chamitverye, yoiver an essay. And it's also, since somchei aposik to no mevushel, so there it is a lav on no mevushel. So therefore Abaye says on no mevushel is like a shtayim. Abaye omar in loikin alav shebeklovis. Vahodekom achode miyas milke lo ki hochi perusha. Im hisru boi mishum ki im tzliyesh, if they were masrals ki im tzliyesh levadoi, avul malkis no mevushel lo yilka. That means like this. Abaye said, if the person ate no, they were only masrim al tzkiim tzliyesh. So then the halacha is, it'll be loika al tzliyesh. No, he won't be the loika because they were masrim al tzlo. Avala malkas no mavusha la yilke. The lahochi mahani, mashe kosve beloshin klal, that what? That al kaponim, that means like this, if you are Masr al Tzno, so you won't be like al Tzliyesh, even though it's Somchay. But if you weren't Masr al Tzno, then you can be like al Tzno because of the Lavakim Tzliyesh. Mi'lavadei mi'loki, she'somchu la'elu, she'heim b'nei Malkis.